Welcome back, listeners. It is our pleasure to host you today on A Penny for Your Thoughts together with Kate and Lauren. And we are super excited today to talk about our next topic, which is networking with quality. In our last podcast, Lauren, we talked a lot about resiliency and bouncing back from adversity in business. And one of the areas that you really touched on was having a really healthy social network. So let's jump right into it and let's talk about what that looks like.
Oh, so good. And it's so lovely to continue these conversations. Honestly, I think when folks think about networking, it kind of gives them hives because you think about going to conference centers and leaving your business card and hoping that someone's going to call, pick up the phone, answer your email, whatever it happens to be. And the truth is, I think now that we're in a moment in time where work is home and home is work. And when I jump on a Zoom call, oftentimes I'm in my kitchen or my dining room and my daughter's across the table from me working on some schoolwork. I think we need to think about our networking and our social presence in a very similar way. And that is truly simply connecting as humans, not the what have you done for me lately or how can I use this in the future, but just from the standpoint of being curious, learning something new, and perhaps making it a relationship down the road that, you know, you could either collaborate or support one another if need be. So it doesn't have to be as stuffy and scary as it once was.
Yeah. And I think that that is such a profound thing. Like, I think there's a lot of people who do worry about networking. And I think we've made it something that it actually doesn't need to be. Like, I think it's like this big behemoth of a thing. And people are like, well, I need to go and get my networking hours in. And it's like just go out and meet people. Go right. And meet your authentic self and bring something to the table.
Exactly. Just be human. It's okay. And we touched on this in our last conversation too, around oftentimes we're looking for permission. We're looking for permission to step into spaces and conversations and topics that we feel like we know a thing or two about, we have a specific stance on, but we're almost looking for that permission from someone, not sure who. Usually we think that it needs to have, you know, a VP in front of the name or a CEO as the follower after their business card name. But ultimately, we are in full control of how we, A, show up and how we walk into spaces that we are truly, we're truly in a place where we can. And a place like LinkedIn, I love so, so much because I can take, you know, something that I've read, a conversation that I've had, a quote that I've seen. It could be any of those things, and I can apply them to the work that I do and offer my opinion, how I've leveraged it in the space that I show up in professionally. And It's been so cool to see how, you know, just holding up my phone, flipping that camera around and recording a 30-second video about a particular quote that I've seen or a particular conversation that I had with a senior leader or a complete rookie salesperson and what I've gleaned from that discussion. And it's absolutely incredible how that opens doors and how that starts conversations in a very authentic way.
Oh, yeah. I think you're brave as hell for doing the right? Like, I mean, I have a podcast, I do webinars, I run workshops, but I see you do that and I'm like, oh, she's so brave.
And it's not maybe, I mean, I did dabble in the blog space back in the day. And I don't know, I think there's something just so cool and infectious about talking about and sharing things that you love. And even if it's through a website, I know I keep talking about LinkedIn, but it's so baked into the cake at this point. But if you're sharing something on LinkedIn, it doesn't even need to be about your job. It could be about the fact that you love Formula One and you want to showcase, you know, your knowledge or a cool connection that you've made. And gosh, it's so cool to see how that global network really goes to work for you and the connections that you can make by just being you and talking about things that you are really stinking passionate about. And it just explodes from there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it does. And that's the one thing is that, you know, I'm a little selective in terms of like my social, like I keep things pretty separate, right? Like, I mean, I'm a competitive athlete. I try not to have my athlete technology space or my coach space crossed over into my business. Business people don't necessarily care that I'm a competitive bodybuilder and trying to get really weird people on Instagram who want pictures of my feet, and I don't necessarily where I work. You know what I mean? And so it's like,
totally.
Legitimately, like I actually posted a picture on my stories a couple of weeks ago, and I actually put like white hearts over my feet, and underneath it I wrote no freebies, and like everybody thought that was hilarious, and I was like, no, you didn't. And like, these are really horrible, disgusting people out there. I don't want them, you know. And then I keep my Facebook separate because that's where I keep like my family stuff. And, you know, so like for me, I'm a networking fanatic. And I don't know that it's that I'm a networking fanatic as much as I am a social connector, right? Like, I often refer to myself as a charge bar, right? Because people will come, they'll plug in, they'll get charged up. I'm a great hype woman. And then, you know, off they go. And, you know, what I do find though is, and this is something that I think, you know, comes to the inequality, networking with quality, is there are also people who will come and they will take as much as you will give. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily adding value. Talk a little bit about what that looks like from a networking perspective in a professional space where you have people who are always take, 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 and there's no reciprocation.
Yeah. I mean, it's similar to friendships, right? I think that it reeks pretty quickly when you come in contact with someone who is a taker and that doesn't make deposits into that bank account. And unfortunately, you're going to have those experiences online, and it's up to you how much and how willing you are to navigate those spaces. But I truly believe that if you show up, A, with two things in mind, one, the enablement mentality. I think it's so valuable that when you have the confidence to show up in those spaces, that you do it in a way that you're packaging up content, information, a question to consider, a tidbit that you've, you know, gleaned from an experience in your own world, and how you can give that to someone in order for them to be 1% better in their day. Regardless of the role, regardless of their tenure, what can you offer up that someone goes, huh, I never thought of it that way, or dang, I'm going to try that at my next team meeting. So I think if you use that, you know, your voice in an enablement light and really be of service of how can I share some information with someone to make their world better, I think is really valuable, especially in the online space. And two, I think in anything, showing up heart first and with your intentions to be good and just to give, I think that can never be second guessed, questioned, or, you know, have folks roll their eyes at it. I think if you just show up in spaces that you're passionate about, definitely don't fake it, because we can definitely tell when you are. And you may not be for everybody. I mean, shoot, the number of times that I've been asked, like, girl, where is this energy from? Or, girl, is this truly authentic? It's like, I'm not for you. If that's the case, and thank you, next. And we can move into spaces where you're showing up for people that truly appreciate and will take what you are offering.
Mm-hmm. Where they want what it is that you've got. And that is in a holistic space. And I think that's, but again, it speaks to your personal self-confidence in who you are as an individual, right? I mean, I can remember countless times where people, they use the term, well, tell us how you really feel. Oh, I'm mm-hmm. like, I did a change leadership workshop online just the other day. And I said to the leaders that I was facilitating, I said, I am very, very excited about the content. I'm very passionate about it. It is literally what I love to do. I don't wake up and work. I have people that I wake up and I serve doing something that I absolutely love, right? And, you know, that saying of, you know, wake up and do what you love and you never work a day in your life is absolutely true. I mean, people are like, oh, what are you doing for retirement? I'm like, what's this retirement you speak of? Like, I don't have to stop helping people just because I hit a certain age in life. Like, come on.
Right.
Right. And I'm not going to stop and socializing and becoming, you know, intimately connected with people. That's the other piece that I think is really an important component to networking with authenticity and doing it with quality is leaning in and actually creating an element of trust. If I say I'm an expert in what I do, do you actually believe that I'm an expert in what I do? I mean, listen, I can tell you, I probably reject, I want to say, 10 SEO marketers a week on LinkedIn. That is not a demographic. Those people are offering nothing that I want. They want me to pay them for something. It's not networking. That's sales, right? There's a very big difference between networking and sales.
Yeah. Big time. And I think, and you know, the secret sauce too of a good salesperson is to really hone in on exactly the skills that we were just talking about, showing up heart first and curious and not being the person that's going to pitch them the next best thing or get that signature on the dotted line and then peace out. But you're truly there to help enable a prospect to do what they want to accomplish, like to accomplish what they want to achieve. And I think if you, again, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a salesperson, whether you're, you know, someone who is incredible at writing code, again, if you're curious and fully transparent on your why and looking to serve in a way that's authentic and real, and you're truly there to enable the end user, to enable the customer, the prospect, the student, the patient, you'll always win. And if you are met with anything other than, wow, thank you, or wow, that was really helpful, they weren't meant for you in the first place and you move on to the next. But I think that like true authenticity and true care never, never loses, ever. It's never a miss.
I agree. So then like talk to me about networking with quality when it comes to things like volunteerism. That's an area that we don't talk nearly enough about. We talk about business a lot. We talk about, you know, social networking a lot, but talk about volunteering. And then also what about, you know, when we think about the caregivers, the population of people who maybe don't work outside of the home, but they work inside of the home, whether that's a mom, a dad, a grandma, creating healthy social networks for themselves to be able to lean in and have healthy relationships. Does technology change?
I think it is such a beautiful case-by-case basis. And I think now that we are truly in a hybrid working model, a hybrid mentality on, you know, how and when we show up in business, I think the same goes for the way in which we navigate our social and just connection in general. And nothing has changed since COVID. What we've experienced is just people showing up in ways and continuing to show up in ways that they're most comfortable in showing up. And we were, you know, pre-pandemic, truly forcing people to engage and interact with content and each other in sort of a one-stop shop sort of format. It was you're either in real life, in person, attending this thing, or I guess we'll set a laptop up in the corner and join a Google Hangout and you can watch. I don't know. Does that work for you? Yeah. And I think now that we know what it looks like and feels like when we're all working from home, and we know what it looks like and feels like when there's some people in an office and some people that are dialing in remotely, the same goes for our networking abilities and skills. I truly believe at this stage in the game that you need to show up in ways that you're most comfortable. And if you are a stay-at-home mom, I want to see that because, quite frankly, nothing beats the ability to balance, prioritize, time management, organization than a parent. Are you kidding me? And here we've gotten to a point where we seemed to, back in the day, maybe sometimes even still, shy away from hiring a new mom or, heck, a soon-to-be mom. And I think it's a miss. I think what we need to remember is that folks ought to be able to show up in spaces in ways that they are most comfortable. And also, we need to support them in that journey. And I think if that's recording video content on LinkedIn, or if that's resharing a post that really impacted you in a positive way, or you showcasing a cool book recommendation that you have, I think finding ways of navigating this new normal and what makes the most sense for you is the most important thing, because without that authenticity, it all just falls flat, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. And I think, you know, I think we've talked about it in the past episodes, is that authenticity, like, people can feel it when you're not being yourself, right? Yeah. For the most part, I mean, there are obviously sociopaths that people aren't figuring out, but I mean, hey, the other thing too, is that it's also being able to create trust. And, you know, when we think about that trust equation, and that credibility, reliability, I actually am the expert in what I talk about reliably, you know, I deliver, plus intimate connection, the ability for you to feel like I actually care when we're communicating. Are we, you know, sitting on a video call, having a conversation and we're both present? Are we maybe out for a coffee at a Starbucks and both of us have our phones put away? And all of that is valued over our own self-orientation, the things that are important to us. That's why, like, these SEO people are not good when it comes to networking, like when they're just barfing out all of these, you know, LinkedIn networking connections. Or financial advisors are the other ones, right, where they come out, their messages say, hey, I'm just really interested in meeting like-minded people, but the tone in which the message has been written indicates to me that as soon as I accept you as a contact, I'm going to have a cold email in my inbox of you trying to sell me your services. And it's, you know, so it's very interesting that, you know, we as humans, and particularly people who have a high degree or an advanced degree of emotional intelligence, we can pick up on that and we can say this person isn't very trustworthy, right? Like, and that is, I think, a really, it's relevant.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it's interesting too, because now I'm sure if you're on LinkedIn and you get that message from someone that's looking to join your network and you scroll through, you peruse their page a little bit to see, like, do you share any connections? What type of role do they have? What industry are they in? And sometimes you have that experience, you see that message and you think, yeah, this is definitely someone that I want to get to know, and you let them in. Sometimes that works. Other times, and I still fall prey to it, you get that what seems to be a tailored message, you accept it, and instantaneously there's a message in your inbox for them selling something. You're like, shoot, I'm fairly good at what I do. And I still fall prey to that mentality, right?
Yeah.
But I think, again, it comes down to that authenticity and making sure that you're showing up in service and with that enablement hat on, because there's definitely a difference between, and again, if you're going to sell me something, cool, we'll have the conversation if I so choose. But I think when you show up with curiosity, looking to solve a problem, and you're smart about how you are communicating that and what I need, I think that works out to your advantage versus just the you know, cold emails that are, it's blatantly obvious that it's just a copy and paste, you know?
Absolutely. Okay. So top tips for networking with quality. If you were to give three tips to our listeners, what would you say?
One, you are the expert. You may not feel like the expert. Perhaps you are in the middle of finding a new role. Know that regardless of your situation, you are an expert in something. Figure out what that is and start to shine a light on it through your social channels. And by doing that, you will find like-minded individuals that will support you, advocate for you, cheer you on, share your content with their network. Two, always show up in spaces with your enablement hat in mind. What can you bring to the table to make someone else better? Because there will come a day or a time where you need to leverage the content that someone else is sharing in your network for you to get better. And I think three, finding opportunities to authentically share information is key. When you fake it, I know the saying, fake it till you make it. And yes, that is a thing also, but I think truly finding spaces in which you are passionate and sharing that authenticity and passion will just compound over time, and you will be surrounded by individuals that either want to see you succeed, think like you, maybe don't think like you, and challenge you. Regardless, continue to show up in those spaces and do it from a place of true passion and care, and don't fake it, because we can tell when you are.
Oh, I love it. My top three tips, number one, is authenticity. Show up and be yourself, right? I love authentic people. The more authentic you are, like if you're a weird, quirky, odd person, I dig that. I just think that's awesome.
Yes. And when you own it, when you're quirky and you know you're quirky and own the quirk, it's a magic.
I love it. I love it. So be authentic, be yourself, be your quirky, weird self. I love that shit. The second one would be, don't talk about things you don't know about, right? Like don't put yourself in a situation where you're trying to talk off of a high horse. And my third one is, don't wait for everybody to come to you. Reach out. Be somebody who is avid to go out, not collect people, but find the people that you want to bring into your social network that can expand you, that can lead you down paths of lifelong learning, that can teach you new things, that can really help you grow as a person. Because, I mean, every day, like we only have a certain amount of time on this planet. And when we think about it, I mean, time is the only thing we can't get back. So don't spend your time networking on stuff just because you think that there's like stature with it, right? Like, I mean, my dad used to tell me something every so often that, you know, he didn't care what somebody's title was ever. And, you know, he used to say, you know what? He said, aside from a very small amount of the population, he goes, we all sit to poop. Like, the last time I checked, people don't have these machines that help them put their pants on two legs at a time, right? So, I mean, we are all here in this human experience, and just show up and take what you want. Don't wait for everybody to come to you.
Yeah, amen to that. And I would also challenge folks to change up the game, flip the script a little bit when it comes to your profile picture, man. I want to see some personality. I want to see less buttoned up, more human. And by doing less buttoned up and more human, we just increase the opportunity to have a real human connection. So maybe revisit that profile picture too.
I love that. I love it so much. Lauren, I can't wait for the next one. As always, if you've got questions for Lauren and I, you want us to take a run at those hard questions and give you some good feedback and some advice, send those in to us. You can send them in on our Helios Consulting LinkedIn page. You can send them to Lauren and I directly on LinkedIn. And as always, if there's content you'd like to see us feature or conversations you'd like to see us cover, reach out. A call doesn't cost a thing.